Hello?
Hey, Trevor, I'm out here.
Gotcha.
Hey, yeah, we were trying to get you on there. So your account manager, Lily, was telling me to give you a call. She said you had some questions. Obviously, I wanted to realign and, you know, see what's going on.
Got it. Yeah, so I don't understand with the LFA. You know, I've kind of had a couple of originally. Are we all here?
Yeah,
we're all here. Awesome. Thank you.
So originally with the LSA, my understanding was they said, okay, the leads are going to average $25 a piece. Out of that $25, Google was going to take $18. You guys were going to take the difference. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's billed separately, though, because you haven't given us full access to the account, so that's why you...
LSA, I've given you guys full access to.
Yes, he has given us full access to LSA, but because you had an existing LSA, the way that it works, Trevor, is you continue to pay Google separately for the leads, and you only pay us the management fee. So,
right, what is the management fee per call?
The management fee per call is, I think that they have it about $6 per lead. So with this, what we had was the last month, you took 154 LSA calls. I believe that's how they had it set up.
Right. Last time we spoke, you said that was going to be $1,300. So that's what the math didn't make sense to me. So
okay.
We were like 1,300 divided by 150 would be like 866 a call.
Okay. Let me take a look at that. Give me just a second here just to do a little recon and see exactly what it is that's going on.
So, well, before you do that, my next question is, what are you guys going to do to actually optimize LSA?
That's a great question. So with the LSA, what it is that we're optimizing, it is the profile itself. So we're automatically optimizing keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation within that itself. And because of the ranking that you already have, we're able to put it on a higher level. In addition to that, because you have the additional budget, you already basically have it set almost like to an unlimited budget is how you have it.
Right.
So yeah. That's fantastic. But what we're doing on the back end is we're optimizing it regularly. So instead of you having to go in and dispute any calls on behalf of anything that's invalid, we're automatically taking care of that. We're automatically optimizing it. We're automatically getting rid of anything that's not for you.
And they're taking care of the bad keywords as well. So, like, there's certain things that they're doing on a day-to-day basis that you're obviously not seeing, Trevor, because it's, like, the programming and the, you know, making sure that the listing is constantly on the top. So it's, like, a day-to-day thing. Because I went back to the account, too, to look through the notes, and, like, Lily and the team are definitely on it, like, to keep boosting in it. And as time goes on, what happens is we get it better and better and better. Like as time goes on as well. So it's just like, you know, it's like each month it's building on itself.
Yeah. The thing I didn't understand with the LSA was specifically is how do we actually optimize LSA other than add stuff to the profile? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because there's not a lot of function with LSA like there is with, you know, the Google Business Profile and the Google Ads. So,
right.
You know, I didn't see where we would have the large benefit of optimizing LSA for say $1,300 a month. You know, the only way that would make sense for me is either A, you guys need to filter $1,300 a month worth of you know bad calls, or we need to increase the lead volume, you know, quite a bit.
Right. So just to give you a complete breakdown on this, Keenan, I mean, Trevor, I apologize. I keep going to the name.
You can either or is perfectly
okay,
fine.
I just know you prefer Trevor, so I try to do what the client prefers.
Yeah.
So thank you for your forgiveness. I appreciate that. So with this, okay. So one of the other things that we do to optimize the listing and the leads is we maximize lead budget, okay? So in order to get you even better results and things like that, sometimes maximizing the lead budget looks like double or triple what the lead has been previously to get you at the top all the time. That's one of the key things that we do as a Google partner with the optimization. So
you mean optimized lead budget?
So optimizing the lead budget, when you have the lead budget maxed, so optimizing it allows us to max the lead budget. Right now, what they have your cost per lead at, what going rate is for your area, and what your competitors are paying, because again, as a Google partner, we have access to what it is that your competitors are paying with our partnership. We're able to get into the different accounts, but we're able to see what the competitive going rates are. So the bare minimum for your leads is $18. Okay. The maximum for leads in your area would be 18 times 3. Okay. That's $54 per lead. Your competitors aren't paying $54 a lead. What your competitors are paying is approximately about between $30 and $36 per lead. So the way that we have it set right now to start you out and keep everything going with the flow that you have already been experiencing is we have your cost per lead at about $31.71. Okay? So when we look at it like that, right, and that's maximizing the lead budget. Now, we can always go down or up according to, you know, whatever it is that you think. Again, this is a formula that we've been using for our clients for the past 5 years, and it's one of the advantages to having us as the partner taking care of your account. Now, yes, yeah, part of the services of what you're paying for with the management fee, okay? Now, if your leads are $31.71, we have your lead cost at 19.38%. We've dropped you down because your investment is so much higher. Normally, you remember it's 25% of whatever the lead is. So we have the management fee breaking down to $7.63 per lead, with the lead being $31.71.
Right.
Okay. I think that's more of the breakdown of what it is that you were actually looking for, right?
But
I want to say something else, okay? So that's maximizing the lead budget, and I understand, like, the way that you've kind of done this with us is you've given the amount of access that you are comfortable with. Let me just explain this the way that I see it, okay? Is you've given us access to what you're comfortable with. With LSA, we do have full access, and that's fantastic, okay? Now, with this, that is a pretty hefty number, right? $1,300. It's not that you don't have the money or that you're not willing to invest, but you're like, what are you going to do differently than what I've already been doing? How is this really going to work, right? So
right.
if you want to start with a lower lead activation budget with us, say you want to start with 800, right? So that's going to cut down the number of leads, but you can always increase it whenever you're ready.
No, our problem right now is we need more. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I don't want to cut the volume of anything down.
Okay.
I just if I'm getting 150 leads right now a month on average, and it's costing me $10,000. And with you guys, if I'm going to get 150 leads and it's going to cost me $11,300, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to, you guys obviously have to either increase the lead volume that I'm getting, or you have to decrease the cost of what my leads are without decreasing my lead volume. And my hesitation is I just don't know how you can optimize LSA any further than what I've already optimized LSA. Like, I just don't see where it allows you to do anything different than what I'm doing. I understand you guys have access to information that I don't have as far as bidding strategy, you know, but again, maybe I don't understand how the auto bid works. If you know, I'm maxed out willing to pay $54 per lead and my competitor's paying $32, won't it just make me pay $33?
Right, and we've got you right at 31 and some change, 31.71 or something like that. That's where we've got you at with that.
Yeah.
It seems to be the sweet spot. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's what we're looking at.
So, and then in addition, like, how do you add keywords on? I don't even know that was an option on LSA, like, to, you know.
So
keywords and negative words on a LSA.
Yeah, so we can't, we have the specific set of criteria for keywords that's available through LSA. LSA says these are the keywords that are available. So we can put it, say you're not doing, you know, say that there is certain keywords that you're not using, that you're not doing. For example, let's just say that you're not doing a water heater installation, right? So if you're not doing water heater installation, then we turn water heater installation off. So you're not getting false positives.
Right. And I understand, so that makes sense to me, but mm-hmm. again, we're already optimized there. So it's like we've already done that and we're satisfied with what they would classify as job types under the LSA. So I just, for me, I'm not seeing where the value add can be brought in other than disputing leads, which, can you dispute $1,100 worth of leads? You know, it's just, I don't see how you guys can optimize LSA any further than I've already optimized it.
Well, there's programming behind the scenes that they are doing that you're not seeing, right? And so you just need to see, obviously, more lead flow. That's your biggest thing. You're like, okay, how do I justify this $1,300? I need more leads, or
yeah, but
to be spending less.
That's what I'm trying to understand is behind the scenes, what can you do that I can't do?
Okay. Well, I mean, it's like, how do we open up the hood to show you that? And it's kind of like, it's just programming and it's like our access with Google, right? So that the team has tools that you don't necessarily have. It's just kind of like, you know, when people do Facebook ads too, you know, like versus our Facebook ads, right? It's the same type of concept too, like
okay.
the LSA. So there are things that they are doing, Trevor.
Okay. What tools do you have that I don't have?
Well, they have the programming, like for instance, what areas, and they have specific sets of things that they're able to do in terms of like showing the ad and making sure that you're showing up like more than your competitors. So there are advanced tools that our team does have on that sense, right? So there's those things that they do utilize. And then there's also like, you know, they're able to see like Amy was talking about to get you more presence in terms of like actively like creating more lead flow. So like, you know, we just actually got access to your LSA not that long ago, right? So that was obviously a little bit of a hiccup in terms of that sense. And then we then started doing like more PPC campaigns, but behind the scenes, right, we were experiencing like our PPC campaigns right now are on machine learning. So what's happening, and this is why something they wanted me to kind of have this conversation with you as well, is we're seeing that, you know, there's certain things that like we're doing and then you're doing, right? And they're kind of conflicting each other. So obviously we want to make sure that.
So let's stay focused
together,
on one thing
like,
here, though.
You know,
we're just talking LSA at the moment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
the only thing I want to know is you know what I don't understand what the specific accesses and tools you have only for LSA that we don't have. So you say programming, you say XYZ, but it's really not telling me what can you actually do with the LSA profile that I cannot do.
Got it. I understand your question completely, Trevor. And what I've done right now is I've been messaging the other agent that you and I spoke with previously, the director for LSA, Perry.
Mm-hmm.
He's not quite in the office yet. As soon as he gets in the office, you, me, and him will jump on a call and he'll be able to answer those questions for
that's
you.
That's what I want.
I realize that's what you want. And I got it. I understand loud and clear that that's what you need.
And then, all right.
Perry
so what
the programming, Trevor, like for
okay,
the team?
Okay, so we'll get
account.
On a call. We'll get on a call with him, and then we'll talk fine details of the LSA.
Yep.
Now, when I got you on the line, we're going to move over to the Google Business Profile and the Google Ads that you guys are running. So I'm having an issue currently with your guys' phone. So this morning, my calls have been down quite a bit last couple days, which I understand may just be demand. But when I tried to call through your guys' phone number that you have online, I couldn't get through with option number 9, which is non-new client, any other question. I couldn't get through with option number 2. So when your guys' prompts come up and it says press 1 for new customer, 2 for existing customer, 9 for everything else,
mm-hmm.
number 2 and number 9 do not work. When I press one to get through with new customer, the delay is so long before it actually rings through to the phone that I'm worried that we're going to actually lose customers because they're just going to think the phone's not working.
Got it.
So what's happening is even if they hang up, I do get a notification that there was a lead through Local Splash. But I do worry that we're not actually going to get the call to come all the way through because the delay period is like it's ridiculously long. So we need to figure out how to fix that. But especially when an existing customer calls, they press option two and it just doesn't do anything. It doesn't tell me that there was a lead and it doesn't tell me that anybody called. And it just stays on that screen there, or that when you click two, it's just silence and it doesn't do anything. You can sit on it for multiple minutes, but it doesn't ring through. Same with nine. So
okay,
those are an issue. We gotta
let me just, I'm typing this out so I can get the call tracking team on that. We can get that figured out right now. So let me just revert, make sure I have all the details correct on this. So you're reporting that when your customers, because you tested this yourself, call the call tracking number that you have with us, that when and press, you said number two and number nine?
Two and nine are non-functioning.
And number nine.
And then one is
function. Hold on just a second. I don't want to miss a single part of what he's saying, okay? These functions seem to be non-working, and the customer sits in silence, right?
Yeah, correct.
Silence. And then what happens? Does he eventually just disconnect, or what happens?
I didn't sit on the phone long enough to find out. It's just sit in silence for a minute.
For a minute or longer. Okay.
Either way, too long. There is no other. It should just ring through.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then number one, it will eventually ring through, but it's very, very, very delayed.
Okay. The phone does ring through to him for the business line that he has attached to it, but the delay is 30 seconds or longer, and that's too long.
All right. Let me know when you're done with that.
Yeah, I just don't want to miss any of it because I have to type it up. You know what I mean? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I understand.
So
no, you're...
But I just want to make sure
we get
it right, you know?
Exactly.
Okay, so go ahead, next part.
All right, so that was the phone system. And then briefly, you just mentioned that, Matt, I believe, just mentioned that we were making changes that were conflicting with whatever you guys were trying to do. Could you tell me what those changes are?
Okay, so when we get into that, this is exactly what the agent who handles all of the Google Ads, the Google Ads specialist, says. Okay, she says, I just want to flag this for you guys that this client or someone helping them has been making changes to the campaign we built, which could cause issues. Well, let me just finish. Okay, we have two people optimizing at the same time, so that's you and then us. The client is paying us to optimize the search campaign that we created. So it defaults the purpose if they're stepping in and making changes. My understanding was that we would be optimizing the search campaign only and leave the PM Max campaign that the client created alone. So
that's correct.
Yeah, we have it completely separate. Okay. So we also weren't set to begin optimizing until 2-2. After the campaign has been live for 2 weeks and out of the learning phase, any changes before that can reset and hurt the performance. So somebody whether it's you, I believe you said you have somebody helping you with your Google Ads, right?
Yeah, with the PMax, they wouldn't touch. They wouldn't touch the search.
Well, something happened and they did. We didn't.
Okay.
Through the MCP.
Okay. Yeah, we can definitely track what was changed on it. So
when
we get on with whoever we have to talk to, let's find out what was changed. So then I could at least, if that is the case, I can go back to my guy and say, what the fuck? Why'd you touch this? You're not supposed to.
Okay, cool. I'll try to get those answers for you ASAP as well. We can get that fixed, because she's been doing this for a very, very long time. She's somebody who's here in the U.S. with us. She's right here in California where our business is located. Like, she's been doing this for over 10 years.
No, that's perfect. I don't want to touch your guys' campaign. I don't want my guy to touch it, because I want to see what you guys can do.
Right. Okay. Got you. Exactly what was changed so he can have his guy reverse it.
I'm not going to have him touch anything. I'll let you guys make whatever changes back, but I want to know what he changed so when I go to him, I got receipts to say, you know, you touched this campaign when you were not supposed to. Why did you do that? And
right.
We know exactly what he did. So
mm-hmm.
Because when I call him and he goes, I didn't touch it, then you know what I'm saying?
Right. It's between client, customer call. I'm getting some responses right now on your, on the call tracking situation. Just look at me. Main complaint is the pause time is too long between customer call and connection to him. And that when callers press number 2 or number 9, there is no connection at all.
And I have a question, Trev. Real quick, what's kind of your intention overall? I mean, if we really show you value and performance and everything here and start getting you more leads for your money and everything like your, you know, our whole goal here is, are you eventually going to phase that guy out and let us take over?
What are you thinking? For sure. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you guys full control and let you run the whole show. You know, I don't have to stop with doing that. You got to understand it's, you know, we're doing $1.5 million a year and it's generated strictly through Google. Like, I just can't give you guys, and it's working right now. I just can't give you guys the full control of this thing and without seeing what can be done. I mean, this business is literally all of its service basically comes through Google. So if we fuck the Google up, I'm going to have 3 guys sitting here with the dick in their hand and they're not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a lot of money on the line. So.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, we're giving you full all hands on deck. Cause you know, I mean, you have all the best people of our team and that.
No, I get that. I just, you know, but the other side too is, you know, it's got to make sense. I mean, what we're doing right now is working. You know, we're getting a lot of leads even before you guys. You know, we've optimized ourselves pretty damn well. So I don't mind adding you guys to the mix or letting you guys take control of it, but it needs to be significantly greater of what we can do ourselves. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You need to see the value, and that totally makes sense, and we're 100% agreeing with you on that. Like, we need to bring more leads to the table for what you're spending, and that's why we focus on other strategies other than just LSA, right?
Yeah,
obviously,
which is,
there's
which
other
is
pay-per-clicks,
fine.
And then there's the Google, Facebook ads, right? Those different strategies that we're going to bring to the table for you are going to help, you know, get leads and other fishing ponds, right, other than what you're currently
and
doing.
Just to reiterate, as far as the Facebook stuff goes, that's your guys' strategy. I don't give a shit about Facebook. I'm letting you guys run with it. You know, so, but the thing I care about is Google.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? So we need to optimize Google the absolute best we can, get as much leads for the money that I'm spending, and then, you know, go from there. But as far as Facebook goes, you guys do whatever the fuck you want on Facebook. I don't care about Facebook. And if it adds and I see money from it, you can make me a believer in Facebook. Great.
Yeah. No, it's not the main thing. And I hear
I get that. I understand if that just, you know, gives us better presence or whatever, however it may work. But, you know, there's just, again, nobody's on Facebook, or at least the majority of people are not on Facebook going, oh, shit, my toilet's plugged. Who was that plumber that I saw run across the screen 4 days ago? It's just, everybody gets on their cell phone, they type in plumber near me, and we just need to be that plumber that quick. So,
agreed.
Yeah. So, all right, well, we'll get the rest of these questions answered, and then I'm by the phone all day, so just...
We'll work on getting you the receipts on like what was changed, and then Amy's gonna work on getting Perry a call scheduled that we can all reconjourn here and you know, really get everything solidified and ironed out, and then we can then figure out how we can keep moving together so that we can, you know, keep getting you more leads. So no problem. Okay.
Yep, that sounds good. All right.
Appreciate your time, Trevor.
All right.
And
thank you.
Like I said, we'll be back in touch. Do you want us to text you? How do you want us to get back in communication? Or
just shoot me a text. Okay. And then we'll get on a call.
2-2-3-1-5 number? That's the best
4757.
4757. Okay.
Yep. My personal cell phone. 315-271-4757.
Okay, hold on. So, okay, give me that one more time. 315.
271.
Uh-huh.
4757.
4757. Okay, do you want that number to be your best contact going forward? Because I know we have so many
numbers
for you.
It is the best contact
in. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, perfect. We'll do it. All right. We'll be in touch with you. Thanks, Trevor.
Sounds good.
All right.
Talk to you later. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so you always have to look in preferred contacts. That's how you get a hold of the client, best number, and it'll tell you in there.
Yeah, because right now we don't even have that number on this account. That's probably why Lily.
You do have that number on this account in preferred contacts. Just look at it.
Preferred contacts.
Click preferred contacts at the top.
Are you under settings? Is that what you're under?
Well, it does fall under settings, but if you just look at the very top of the account next to his name and phone number, the UN.
Okay.
Do you see where it says prefer contact English AM El Munoz?
Oh, okay. So you click that, prefer contacts?
Correct. That's always where...
When I click it, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it has to do something because it takes you directly to the phone number that it shows you his preferred contact, like what his actual phone number is, what he wants.
Do you think we're going to be able to provide some type of receipt that something was made, a change to our ads?
I've asked Kelly to help give me an idea, so we'll see what's going on. She's got her little three dots going right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Why do you sound so doubtful?
No, I'm not saying I'm doubtful. I'm just saying, like, maybe sometimes that, you know, because it's going to be like a, like, he's going to be in the middle and he's going to go back to this guy. Why are you fucking around with their shit, you know?
Okay. All right. Well, right now it looks like the call tracking number, I don't understand what the problem is with the call tracking number.
Yeah.
But let me find his call tracking number so that I can call it.
Okay, so I did click on prefer contact, and it does just go to, it kind of goes to the settings page. That's what
yes,
it does for me.
It does, okay. And you go down.
Okay.
You go down, and you can see what the preferred contact is.
Contact. Oh, right there in that little theme.
Yeah, so when you have, this is always the most important thing. Like if somebody has a number that they don't want public, but they want it privately set, that's how you do it. You always put it there. Or if you have a silent partner who only pays that doesn't need any calls, you put, okay, well, Amy, you put the account in Amy's name, but she's a silent partner, so, but she's the one who paid, so you'd put Matt is the preferred contact in here. Call him on this number every time.
I need to change my priority now. Cause
if it has let me just finish. If it has preferred contact in the account, the agents and ops are always supposed to go there very, very first, no matter what.
Okay, yeah. Because Lily, she messaged me, like, his preferred number was the other one, so I just changed it now on my priority note, too, just to make sure it's there, too, you know? But, yeah, it's good.
Yes, good job.
Yeah, this is cool. I just learned something there. Yeah, we really got to drill down like our benefits on LSA, or otherwise he's not gonna keep doing LSA with us, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like those were done already, but you know, he may be having second thoughts about it because of the budget and things like that.
Well, he's like, yeah, I'm spending $1,300. He's trying to see, well, like, look, I'll pay you guys, but I need value here. Like, what are you guys doing that I can't do myself? This is a
small
account because it's not like we started fresh with him. He's already has a lot of success. He's already making money on LSA. You know, it's kind of probably harder for a guy like that to justify the expense, you know? And he's got some other guy that's been beneficial to him. So he's basically like, we're batting against another guy that's already been getting him success. So we got to win the race, right?
Well,
we got to get him to say,
ads.
Hey, you
it's
want
only
to
for G-Ads that he's making us convinced on that. So it's fine.
Yeah.
But
we just got to show we're going to get him more leads for his money. And that's kind of where we like got to work his $10,000-$12,000 he has a month, right? $15,000, whatever. He doesn't care. He just wants to make more leads for his money. He'll spend the money. You know,
that's
the cool thing we have, like, going for us is, like, he's not afraid to spend. So we just got to, like, get him a good cost per lead, like, you know, like, overall, like, for it. So maybe we should we slow down maybe some of his Facebook ads and maybe reallocate that more towards, like, pay-per-click? You know, this might be some questions that the team might want to ask itself. Like,
no.
Okay, how can we
no. No, we're not going to do that. If we've already been running the campaign, we want to leave it as is.
Okay.
Got it.
Cool.
Thank you. I'm going to call his call tracking number right now. Let me log in.